Radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People on the island of Maui are still sleeping in cars and tents more than a week after deadly wildfires tore through. There are fears toxic debris and water could plague locals for years. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is near Lahaina.
There are 111 people who authorities say whose remains have been found. Of those, only 9 have been identified and family members have been notified. So the wait for answers will be long.
Widespread power outages remain in North Carolina after deadly weather there.
Schools are closed in Durham for a second straight day as tens of thousands remain without power after strong storms Tuesday.
It's miserable. I'm missing my electric right now, and we do not know how long before it comes on.
A 78-year-old woman was killed when a tree fell on her SUV. There was widespread damage across the Raleigh-Durham area. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
The prosecutor in former President Trump's racketeering trial in Georgia is proposing a trial date of March 4th. CBS's Nicole Killian at the courthouse in Atlanta.
That is one day before Super Tuesday and a week ahead of Georgia's primary. It's also 3 weeks before his trial about alleged hush money payments in Manhattan. And there's 2 potential special counsel trials looming.
Sources tell CBS News negotiations are underway over Mr. Trump's surrender before next Friday. The Labor Department is still flexing its muscle. New unemployment claims fell again last week from 250,000 to 239. Bank Rate's Mark Hamrick.
This snapshot is more important than most because it coincides with the survey week used by the Labor Department to generate the August employment report. That's due September 1st.
Support for a small newspaper in Kansas has gone global after its offices were raided along with the publisher's home. Attorney Bernie Rhodes, who represents the Marion County Record, says all of the newspaper's equipment, including computers, has now been returned.
As long as we continue to believe that the information is not being inspected, we can be reasonable.
The Record had been investigating the local police chief. A prosecutor withdrew the search warrant, saying there was insufficient evidence. Driverless cars have their advantages, but not when it comes to sensing unexpected trouble. SFGate.com reports a GM Cruise plowed into a city paving project this week and got stuck in wet concrete. No one was injured. It happened days after the State Public Utilities Commission expanded hours for driverless paid rides. Dow up 44. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This travel tip is brought to you by Fabrice Carr. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg has some tip on saving at the pump when you hit the road this summer.
Doesn't always work out this way, but historically, gas prices tend to drop on Wednesdays, and then they go right back up on the weekend.
While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Febreze Car works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Pre-registration is open now for the Southwood County Humane Society 5K9 Walk Run taking place on September 23rd. If you register by this Saturday, August 19th, you'll receive a wag bag with a bunch of goodies and an event t-shirt. It's $25 per person, and kids age 10 and under are free. Pre-register in person at the SWCHS main office or online at active.com. The event takes place September 23rd at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha. Don't miss lunch by the river today in Wisconsin Rapids. It's from 11:30 to 1 at Veterans Memorial Park. This family-friendly event is free to attend. WFHR and WIRI staff will be there today. Stop by our table to say hi. There's food vendors, music, and fun. Join us for lunch by the river. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 73. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
In politics, that was useful as far as they brought someone in to...
No, usually politics stuff was kind of these grandiose, you know, get into the minds of voters and connect with them and all this, you know. It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers' ayahuasca ceremony, you know. I mean, it didn't really go anywhere.
I am disappointed because I would think when you're in politics, they would have breakout sessions of... remaining completely expressionless when your candidate says something moronic. Developing the perfect simper for when you do sit behind the governor and he's signing something you don't like.
SNL sketch, or maybe an As Goes Wisconsin sketch. Jane comes up with what tutorials you need to be a staffer in the Madison's Capitol.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Maybe I will still write that sketch. How to survive being a staffer in the Madison.
I think there's Madison's potential capital. There. I do. I think there's a skit there for sure.
Well, welcome to Thursday's edition of As Goes Wisconsin on this August 17th. And... my question for you this morning is, when there is a disaster, and I guess more often, especially lately, it's usually a natural disaster, but I think you can also put in the financial disaster when that happens, like it did in 2008.
Absolutely.
When there is a disaster and that leaves hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people in very desperate situations... is the government responsible for holding off vulture capitalists? See what I did there? Instead of venture capitalists, vulture capitalists,
nice.
Because they're circling.
Got it.
Trying to...
nice.
Yeah. but, you know, developers who...
see, you have a chance.
Who care a lot about money.
Yes.
And opportunity to make money. Is it just fair market? And should be left to the fair market, that they have the funds to come in and buy property and fix it up, no matter what changes it makes to the community that is struggling? Or should the government intervene and put some kind of hold on the ability for them to do that? 844-967-2789. Because you can probably see where I'm going with this. Obviously, we're still getting every day the death toll is going up in Maui.
And I think it's up to 106 now.
I saw 111 yesterday. I think as of Tuesday, it was 106. I think I saw something this morning that said it's 111. They're still searching. They're still expecting it to go up. It's 2,200, over 2,200 acres of land just in the Lahaina district. The tourist district, it was 2,200 buildings, like structures, that I read is $5.5 billion.
Wow.
So it's absolutely horrific what we're seeing coming out of Maui, right? But don't, of course, that hasn't kept developers and people from contacting local property owners asking if they're willing to sell.
Who just lost everything they own.
And the Hawaii governor is trying to curb developers from purchasing destroyed lands in Maui. And I think that's a good thing. I know it's probably more complicated than that, especially as people get in desperate situations. But I think in the same way that you see the aftermath of what can happen in largely a lot of the slum, I know in Milwaukee, a lot of the slumlord problem is people who had the funds to come in and swoop up property during the financial crisis and the housing crisis of 2008. And so now a bunch of people, instead of being able to own homes, are renting to from people who are not good people. And, you know, so concerns are growing that newly built homes would attract wealthy buyers and exacerbate a housing crisis that has already driven Native Hawaiians and local-born residents out of their land. And so Democratic governor there, Josh Green, has said that he's reached out to Hawaii's attorney general for a moratorium on any sales or properties that have been damaged or destroyed by the wildfires. And I guess my question to you listening is, do you think that's a good thing?
Is it overreach?
Is it overreach? Is it government overreach? Or is it protecting people from predatory deals that maybe are not the deal, like, and, you know, maybe not deals that they should take that are what they are actually worth? 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
I definitely think there needs to be something at least temporarily put in place. When people are in desperate situations, and as you said, this is an opportunity for vulture capitalists to swoop in and get the best deal for themselves.
Yeah.
It's rarely to help the people who just lost everything. And yet, for some, it might sound like a good deal, but
Well, and especially they're desperate because I think we know from other natural disasters that sometimes federal aid is slow to come.
Yeah.
And so does it potentially, because of the speed at which the government sometimes does not work, leave people in the lurch versus, and like that much more open to any money, even if it's not a good deal, and even if it long-term effects of that, you know, the little I do know is that Hawaiian people are very protective of their islands.
Absolutely.
And their communities. And you're seeing that a lot right now as far as who's showing up, and it's the community members trying to help each other right now. But I think this is a bigger question as more and more natural disasters do happen, of where is the line between protecting the people who just lost everything from getting exploited by people who have more money? 844-967-2789. Green also has said that he is looking at ways the state can acquire land for workforce housing, which would potentially be helpful. But he's pretty committed to not letting Lahaina and Maui get too expensive for locals after rebuilding. And so this is potentially a way that you curb that from happening. And it just becomes then, what do you do for residents who you're encouraging and cautioning to not take some of these deals? Because Hawaii's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs urged Maui homeowners to exercise caution when receiving unsolicited communications about their properties. And they also warned that Maui residents, that homeowners might receive less from buyers giving unsolicited offers than they would otherwise.
Absolutely.
And so we got one message from Josh Egan on the YouTube live stream. I hope that the people of Maui publicly shame each of these vultures that are hitting on property owners to buy them out. Me too.
I
don't know. I mean, but I think they have bigger th- things to do to focus on right now than figuring out how to publicly shame them, but they totally deserve. Can you imagine having the audacity of approaching someone who put, you know, you don't know, they might have just lost someone. Someone might have, like, a loved one might have just died in the fire. They don't have a home, trying to figure out where to get food. And they're like, hey, can I buy that from you?
Have I got a deal for you?
You're going to get punched in the face.
But I think, tragically, there are people who are incapable of feeling shame.
What do you think that is?
I because they feel completely justified in everything that they do.
I know, but is that just like, is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy?
Yeah, I would say so. You're a sociopath.
Is it psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
But yeah, I think we have a clip of someone talking about this, don't we?
We do. She is a resident of Lahania. And appearing on MSNBC, talking to Katie Turr.
I think right now we just need the prayers and, you know, we need the money to rebuild our town. This is going to be a long, long road ahead of us. And we're just trying to fundraise and make sure that the displaced families can go back home one day. There's a lot of real estate speculation happening right now that is really frustrating. And I just want to remind all you real estate investors around the world, like, Lahaina is not for sale. Please don't reach out to these families and take advantage of them during the most devastating time of our lives.
You know, we just heard from our reporter and from a couple of women who say that they were upset about what tourists were doing. Now you're telling me that there are real estate investors reaching out to people about their property. What's going on exactly?
Yes, homeowners have been reached out by investors and realtors offering to buy their land. And this is disgusting, disgusting. And we just want to make sure that people around the world understand our situation and know that Lahaina is not for sale. It is important that the multi-generational families that come from Lahaina get to continue to live in our hometown.
And it's like on Facebook. There was another article in USA Today that a woman said that she got a Facebook message from someone in real estate. And that,
really?
Yeah. Residents have been warning one another on social media that developers may try to buy their land. And, you know, I think it's, we're obviously, like, I think that's disgusting. I think it's, like I said, predatory. But I guess on the flip side of it, how do you, is it the government's responsibility to protect people from that? Or is that still personal choice?
Texter from the 541 says, when did we realize the general public is so undereducated they can't make decisions for themselves? And is there that much of a difference between capitalists buying a property and the government buying it?
Well, I would say yes, because I think the government buying it and buying it specifically for workforce housing and keeping it as an affordable place to live versus what we even experience in Milwaukee and all over the country right now is developers buying land and creating luxury apartments instead of affordable apartments because they want to make a profit. And so, yes, I would say there is a difference between the government buying it and keeping the rents affordable versus gouging people. So 844-967-2789. What is the government's role, or how do you protect people from being exploited during disasters? Or should they just be able to sell if they want to sell? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar & Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar & Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
83, 90 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Good morning. Hawaii.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about in Hawaii right now. The governor there is exploring the options to create a moratorium on any property purchases to fend off predatory developers who've already been contacting homeowners and landowners in Maui who have just, you know, lost everything, asking them if they would like to sell their land because they are seeing dollar signs. And while I think many of us feel like that is gross from the side of the developers, is it the role of the government to step in and stop it? And I don't know, you know, and I think, I don't know. I mean, because if you're that desperate and you want to be able to sell, it just feels really soon.
Absolutely. But again, is it the government's role to step in and say, no, you can't sell?
I mean, I think depending on what the, like, unfettered fair market sometimes has bad outcomes. And so if your job as the government, depending on what you define that to be, is to protect your citizens, I'm assuming that a lot of these developers are not residents of Maui right now. Don't know that for sure. But as far as protecting them from, you know, already Maui's no different. Hawaii is the most expensive state to live in and has already priced out so many natives, so many residents, where they, you know, they're spending way over 30% of their income on housing, whether it's rent or mortgages. I think the average single, I read this morning, the average single family home in Maui, $1.2 million.
Wow.
That's the average.
Wow. And I'm sure it's nothing spectacular either.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the face of trying to rebuild this in the best interest of the people who were living there, do you just let, you know, do you not put some protections up from them just like being able to sell to people who do not have the best interest of the people who live there? 844-967-2789.
We were talking about the difference between psychopaths and sociopaths. Dexter from the, because we need our pathies distinguished. 262 says sociopaths have no ability to empathize with others. So the people offering these deals are just like Donald Trump.
Ah.
And from the 262 in Wisconsin, approximately 54% of all homes are now rentals.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. According to the texter from the 262.
Well, we talked about that. I can't remember if it was last fall or earlier this spring of, you know, developers, in at least in the Milwaukee area, like the incentive to build condo buildings has plummeted. And so for, you know, the what was kind of a normal transition in our area, which was, you know, a couple ages, they no longer need as much space in their single family home. They downsize to either a smaller home or to a condo. But the problem has been there's no condos to buy because I think especially in the last 10 years, there just has not been the same incentives to build condo buildings versus building more apartments. And so that's kept like a bottleneck and also has added to how incredibly high more like houses, how the housing market is right now.
Right.
844-967-2789.
Andrew from Maine is joining us. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to kind of give a quick anecdote from an experience that my parents went through. So they live in the western coast of Oregon, and in 2020, their house burned down as part of a wildfire. It took them about a year and a half to actually be able to put a house back on their property. Fortunately, they had insurance, so they were able to get a payout pretty quickly. And so that was allowed them to find other housing. What they ended up doing was actually buying a travel trailer, parking it behind the fire station where my dad volunteers, and stayed there for about a year while they waited for a new manufactured house to be built because the company they were going through had so many orders from the California wildfires that they were like a year out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once it gets there, then they've got to clean up the property, put it in place, get it put together, and all of that. And that was without any government assistance or waiting for the government to come along.
So, yeah.
You know, depending on what the Hawaiians have for insurance and how quickly FEMA can
get in there.
Get in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good point. But I guess where, and you also just think about island life in general, like, because where they go, if they do sell their land, because it's, you know, because it's a faster transaction than waiting for the government or FEMA or maybe even insurance. But you don't want to leave. Like, where do you go?
Right. You know, and then the transient housing market, the hotels and stuff are now flooded with even Red Cross paying for the displaced locals.
Mm-hmm.
That runs out very quickly. My parents, you know, one of the things they ran into is they couldn't find a room in their town. Fortunately, they had options, so it wasn't a big deal for them. But for somebody else, I mean, if you don't have anywhere to go, where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
So,
well, thank you for listening all the way from Maine.
Yeah, yeah. How did you find us?
TikTok.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling and thank you for that perspective. I think that's a good one. It's a good one to think about. And, you know, thanks for the call, Andrew.
Thanks,
Andrew. I saw something the other day that was eye-opening. It was like, you are more likely to be a climate refugee than a billionaire. Just keep that in mind.
Happy days.
All right, we got another person on the call online. We'll take that call when we come back. If you would like to call and weigh in on this topic, 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, and then we'll also get to the good, the bad, and the revenge when we get back for the next segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. CDC Director Mandy Cohen visited a public health vaccination clinic in Madison yesterday as part of a multi-state trip. Her visit comes as vaccination rates for school children are dropping statewide. About 83% of kindergartners in Wisconsin were fully vaccinated for measles, pertussis, polio, and chickenpox in the 2021-22 school year. That is well below the national average of around 93%. Last year, about 5.4% of students filed waivers from vaccine requirements, a number that has nearly doubled in the past 20 years. The vast majority of last year's vaccination waivers were for personal conviction and not medical or religious reasons. Pre-register for the Southwood County Humane Society 5K9 Walk Run taking place on September 23rd by this Saturday, August 19th, and you'll receive a wag bag with a bunch of goodies and an event t-shirt. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth Booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 73. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
You do with people who are, you know, fairly stranded and lost. Their homes have burned down, and there is now developers who are reaching out to them asking if they would like to sell. And the governor of Hawaii is looking into a moratorium of keeping that from happening. But the bigger question is, should they? Or should it just be the individual choice of each person can decide whether or not they think that's a good deal or not. 844-967-2789.
Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for hanging on through the break.
Good morning. First off, we the people collectively are the government, and we must never forget that. This is a great time, Kristen, to talk about the difference between public, which is we the people, versus private, which I don't think many people in America even understand the difference. And public means that it's nonprofit. Public means that it's our tax dollars at work, and we all collectively enjoy from that, such as roads, except for the ones that are privatized. Privatized means that it's all about making a profit. You could call it profitized if you want. But it's really important that people understand the difference between these two terms, because one is about we the people and one is about private enterprise and making a profit. And that's, you know, we all collectively put our tax dollars into a pot, and that's what gives us the public library. That's what gives us public parks. Mm-hmm. That's what gives us hopefully public health care or Medicare for all someday, or college tuition. We're all putting our money into it, so therefore it is actually free or close to free because we've already paid for it. It's not that you're getting it for free. It's just that you're prioritizing your dollars to go towards the public at large. And it's not for profit. That's the biggest thing. These guys that are doing this in Maui are the for-profit raiders, and they are trying to privatize that land because once it's privatized, we the people have no more say in terms of what happens with it. When it's in the public, it is the government or we the people that actually have the say in it. And we can vote out people that are not in our corner in terms of whatever it is that we want to have happen. If it's privatized, you cannot. They are private owners, and they own that land. They can do whatever they want to it. You have no control over it whatsoever.
So I'm assuming you're in favor of a moratorium in Maui?
I am definitely in favor of a moratorium in Maui. I have seen it over and over again, like the gentleman said before, in California. First of all, they privatized their electrical systems, and that's one of the reasons why we had the fires in upper Northern California, because they didn't take care of the upgrades that a public utility would take care of. Because, again, public is all of our money combined together to actually be able to have a nonprofit system that actually benefits all the people. Private, if they will go ahead and they will look at what's in the best interest of the profit. And when they find out what's in the best interest of the profit, that's where they go, and the shareholders and whatever it might be. So they may not be looking out for safety, or they may not be looking out for things like that that you would want them to look out for.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, as always, Tom. And it is something, they are now thinking that it was an electrical fire.
Oh, boy.
And Hawaii's top utility is accused of years of mismanagement. And there's a lawsuit that was obtained by NBC News that Hawaii Electric is accused of failing to take action to mitigate the chance of disaster, which is not unlike accusations of PG&E in California.
Absolutely.
And there is something as far as the responsibility, you know, if we privatize our energy companies and then they don't
fulfill their part of the bargain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's too expensive.
Because that is part of investigation now as far as what happened. But because there was part of the people are wondering, like, why did it take so long for people to know that they should be evacuating? And that was part of pointing fingers at the communication systems, because the only thing they had in place with the sirens was more for tsunamis and hurricanes, right. Not really fires.
Right.
But there was also the fact that they didn't turn the power off as things were starting. And so this story is certainly not over. But I just think it's an interesting thing for us to think about as far as when disaster strikes, there's always going to be there's going to be the helpers, as Mr. Rogers says,
sure.
Look for the helpers.
Right.
And then there's also going to be the people who are the carpetbaggers looking to profit. So Moving on. Was that a new rendition of Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
You would be amazed how many covers there are of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Which, who made that one?
This is from Southern Raised. Yesterday, okay. I believe it was the Great Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
I didn't know that the Great Britain had a Great Ukulele Orchestra.
See what you learn on this show?
Could you see Paul ever being caught dead with a ukulele?
No.
if you're new to the show, Jane is married to a Brit who is not a ukulele player.
He would not be a ukulele kind of guy. But yes, I'm planning. There's a metal version of it that I will probably download in the next couple of weeks. See what else I can find.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, some good news. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call has announced that temporary funding that will help keep school safety office open. Yes, the Wisconsin's Office of School Safety is using temporary pandemic relief funds to help continue services after that was cut from the budget.
Who cut that?
The Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Which is silly because this was a program, this was a department that was created under Scott Walker.
No kidding.
Because it was created shortly after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. And the office, its intention is to develop, was developed and maintained critical incident response teams for every region of Wisconsin. And it also runs a hotline called Speak Up and Speak Out, which has fielded over 7,000 reports of bullying, suicidal thoughts, sexual abuse, mental health crises, and school threats since 2018 when it was in its inception.
Well, that sounds pretty effective then.
It sounds effective, and it sounds like something that we should keep funding. So at least for now, the Department of Justice in Wisconsin reallocated $1.3 million from ARPA to extend operations for the office, which they're then hoping that this will give them enough time to figure something out with lawmakers for ongoing funding for the office.
They just don't want to give Governor Evers a win in anything. You can't make him, you can't let him look good, Kristen.
I know, but it's because this feels like, you know, sometimes you're like, is the program working? Are we just funding this to say that we're funding this? But this, it seems like this is something that was actually working, especially as we say this was the year of mental health, and so much of the asks to, you know, work on that were not met. This seems like one that covers a lot of ground from, like we just said, from bullying to suicidal thoughts to sexual abuse, mental health, school threats. Like,
well, what I don't understand is, after every mass shooting, although there are so many now it's only like the biggest mass shootings, all the Republicans' response to how to respond to this is more funding for mental health. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to paying for it, they're like, well, we're not going to do that.
I know.
But it's all about mental health and never the guns.
Or the we need police.
We need more guns.
We need more guns
need
in
more
the schools.
Guns.
In some bad news, at least bad news for women's health, interesting news for the political atmosphere. Yesterday afternoon, the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals released its opinion on whether they're going to ban mifepristone, the main abortion drug. Its ruling would restrict the medication, but if you remember back in April, the Supreme Court blocked any changes to access during litigation. And so the drug is available now. That is important to say.
Reinforce.
But the ruling is now expected to be appealed, which means that the Supreme Court will likely hear this case in the middle of the 2024 campaign.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
How is that going to work for them politically? I don't know.
How
this is a win.
Well, it's certainly not a win for women in general.
No,
it's not a win for women's health, but it is certainly keeping it in the forefront of people's minds. Because if this were to get banned, because this is the main drug in abortion access, it's something that this is challenging its ability to be through telemedicine and not necessarily have to have a doctor. Also, in you can take it up to 10 weeks. And if the Supreme Court were to continue in the favor of what's been, how it's been ruled on in both the lower courts and the appeal courts right now, this makes if a person illegal or unavailable for states that where abortion is legal. So this becomes, if the timing of this all works out, this becomes, again, keeping abortion front and center in next year's elections.
And I thought it was all about states' rights.
I know.
What happened to states' rights? We want states' rights. Send it back to the states, Kristen. They're the ones who should decide. But we're going to ban it nationally anyway.
But yeah, the panel at the appellate court ruled on Wednesday, one, the anti-abortion doctor's challenge of the approval of mifepristone by FDA in 2000 is likely barred by a statute of limitations. The anti-abortion doctors did not demonstrate that they were actually injured by the 2019 approval of generic mifepristone. And the FDA's changes to mifepristone, which allows the drug to be mailed, allows medical professionals beyond a doctor to prescribe the drug, allows the pills to be prescribed by telemedicine, and lets patients take it up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, are likely unlawful.
And isn't there some comment in there about how doctors are suffering aesthetic injuries? There's some ridiculous...
Yeah.
If they've looked at an ultrasound and the pregnancy ends, the doctors are harmed by this.
Yeah. So that's the bad news. All right. Then I have two of the miscellaneous. Do you want to hear about pumpkin spice or a woman gets her revenge?
Oh, let's do revenge.
I knew you would pick that one. Ex-boyfriend owes woman $1.2 billion in revenge porn case.
Wow. Billion?
Billion with a B. He said she'd spend the rest of her life trying to wipe herself from the internet. Now he'll spend the rest of his life trying to wipe his debt clear. A Texas woman identified by her initials DL has been awarded $1.2 billion by a jury following a lawsuit against her ex for subjecting her to years of harassment that included the dissemination of nude and intimate photos of her he collected without her knowledge.
Can't do that.
Jackson, the ex-boyfriend, obtained these photos by hacking into DL's home security system.
Wow.
And accessing cameras in her family's home. So these weren't just like, as much as people are like, well, you shouldn't take the pictures and you shouldn't send them to your boyfriend. No. These were things that he did not have, was not supposed to have access to, and then decided to distribute on the internet. So
sounds like justice.
Good for her. Yes. Sometimes justice prevails.
Nice to know.
All right. When we come back from the break, three headlines and a lie. Let's see how Jane does this week. You can play along at home. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's final Music on the Patio Friday, August 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. Musical guest is the Antoinettes, with food provided by the Smokehouse Barbecue Food Truck. Adult admission is $10, which includes one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. You're invited to the 15th Annual Car Show and Fun Fest, Saturday, August 19th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Dexter Park in Pittsville. All types of vehicles are welcome with a $10 registration. There will also be food trucks, kids' activities, and vendors for shopping. All proceeds benefit Jeremiah's Crossing.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 90 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinair. And if you ever needed a reason to watch the live stream instead of just listen to us, or go back, because we also post them after the live stream is done. We're posting individual interviews on YouTube that are about, you know, 10 to 12 minutes long. We have some of our short clips from the show on there. So definitely check us out on YouTube, but you can also watch the live stream on Facebook and Twitter. But Michael just left a comment on the YouTube live stream that I have up there right now. It says, I'm happy I'm watching the YouTube because Jane's eye rolls are my favorite part of the show. And then Andrew left responded with, much agreed, Michael.
Thanks, you guys. That is so funny. And quite honestly, though, in my last incarnation, I wouldn't let myself be on camera there because I cannot not roll my eyes when I hear BS. I just can't. And therefore, I could never be a congressional staffer. I could never sit adoringly behind, you know, President Voss and not make faces. It just, it's not, just, I can't,
just
do,
can't
it.
Do it.
I can't do it. I can't.
I'm not very good at it either.
No.
I would say... The face I make sometimes with callers versus how I actually respond, my responses are much more, they're diplomatic and thoughtful.
Than your face.
My face sometimes is like, what are you talking about? What are the words leaving your mouth right now?
We have non-diplomatic faces, Kristen. It's just the way it is.
All right. Well, before we jump to three headlines and a lie, we got Price on the phone. Price, what do you want to say?
Just a quick thing about where you're talking about the... Mifepristone or whatever, however it's pronounced.
Mifepristone, yeah.
So this is a thing where you know that there are some Republican strategists that are crapping their pants about this.
Yes.
Because they already caught the car with Roe, and now that car is moving, and the dog's not looking good, because if this gets upheld by the Supreme Court, you know that the kooks on the far right side of the party are going to go after Griswold next. And that's something that the Democrats should really push, because if this gets done, they're going to say, well, now we have a precedent. So now we can go after Griswold. So now we can say that you don't have a right to birth control. You don't have a right to these medications to help you from keeping getting pregnant, or in this other cases of, you know, actual health care that's not even for birth preventing a pregnancy, but a lot of people take birth control pills too for other medical reasons. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And if that gets restricted, this should be the thing that every single candidate in 2024 is talking about on the Democratic side, because that wing, that faction of the Republican Party is controlling everything. And it's such a small minority that the mainstream Republicans should really be sweating about this, because they know they're going to get hammered with Trump. In Texas, with Trump, with Cruz, who everybody hates, and if they're going to be going after birth control, that could be trouble. And that's all I got.
Oh, I totally agree. Thanks for the call, Price. I mean, that's what I said. It's not something to celebrate at all, because it obviously is bad for people who... It's bad, and it makes things very complicated politically for Republicans, who this has been again and again and again and again and again a losing issue.
But please also remember that banning all birth control is a goal, and it has been the goal for 30-plus years for right-to-life organizations.
Because that's one way to get birth rates back up.
Absolutely. That is a goal. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
All right, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Three headlines and lies.
Yes.
Three of these headlines are real. One is faker than someone telling you to let them know when you're there in town. Jane, can you spot the odd one out? All right. Number one, cops say aliens attacking Amazonian village are men with jetpacks. Number two, a Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify.
A Kansas grocery store?
Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify.
I like that.
Number three, scientists just discovered a strawberry-like Antarctic invertebrate with 20 arms.
Ew. Ew. Okay.
Okay. Florida village terrorized by peacocks plans to use vasectomies to solve the problem.
Do they live in the villages?
I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. No follow-up questions.
All right, let's go through. What?
All right,
three are real, one is a lie.
It's the same every week, Jane.
Okay, I'm getting my ground rules in order.
You're trying to figure out which one is the lie.
The lie. Gotcha.
Number one, cops say aliens attacking Amazonian village are men with jetpacks.
Okay.
Number two, a Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify. Number three, scientists just discovered a strawberry-like Antarctic invertebrate with 20 arms.
Okay.
Four, Florida village terrorized by peacocks plans to use vasectomies to solve the problem.
I am going to go with the creature with 20 arms.
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
The
Antarctic strawberry feather star is one of four new related species believed to have been discovered by a team of marine scientists. It's weird looking.
That's freaky.
It's really weird looking, but that one's real. I got that one from Gizmodo.
Wow.
All right.
Refresh my memory.
So you got the aliens attacking the village that are men with jetpacks. Okay. You got a Kansas podcast, and then you got the peacocks who are going to get vasectomies.
I'll go with the peacock vasectomies as the lie.
That one's also real.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Residents of Pinecrest have complained about peacocks damaging the community. And I'd read more of this, but we are running out of time. But so that one's also real. Peacocks are getting the snip snip.
Boy, I'm on a roll today. That leaves guys in jetpacks attacking Amazonian village.
That one is also real.
Oh, God. I am terrible
today.
They
seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. But yes, that is real. And no, there is... That one's like the most verifiable that you could probably just look up on spot.
Well, I wouldn't cheat like that. But, you know, I mean, there are... Our museum has really...
That's true.
Big following.
Yeah. The library.
The library.
The Milwaukee Library has a big following on social media. But yes, it is strikeout, Jay.
Wow. That was
those were some pretty good real headlines. I'll send you, I'll put all of these in the show notes today. But we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, an extra long public service announcement with Kristen Lyerly. She'll be here. We're talking cancer. Talking a bunch of different stories. If you have questions, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and Sports on